Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We have a stack of research today that I think is going to resonate with pretty much everyone listening. It really starts with a problem we all feel in our bones. It's that feeling, you know, 40 tabs open, 3 unread PDFs, a Slack notification blinking at you, and you're just trying to find one specific answer.
The information paradox.
Exactly. We have more knowledge available to us right now than any human being in history. It's literally sitting in our pockets.
Yeah.
But, and here's the kicker, we have less and less bandwidth to actually process any of it.
It's the defining struggle of the modern workspace, right? We call this content saturation. If you think about it, the shelf space on the internet is, well, it's effectively infinite. You can upload as much data as you want.
Sure.
But the bottleneck isn't storage anymore. It's not even distribution.
It's us. It's the human brain.
It's our biological consumption capacity. We only have so many hours in the day, and we can only read so many words per minute. So you've got this massive supply of information manuals, docs, reports, and a capped demand because people just don't have the time.
Which sets the stage perfectly for today's deep dive. We are looking at a collision between two very different types of technology that are trying to solve this exact bottleneck. In one corner, we have the knowledge bank, specifically a platform called Document 360.
Mm-hmm.
And in the other corner, we have the engine, a tool called Auto Content API.
And when you smash these two together, things get really, really interesting. You stop thinking about documentation as this static thing on a server.
And you start thinking about it as what?
As media.
Okay, so let's set the board here. Most people in tech probably know Document 360. If you've ever clicked a help button for a software product and landed on a really clean, searchable knowledge base, there's a good chance you are on their platform.
Right. Document 360 is essentially the centralized brain for a company. It's where you store your SOPs, your user manuals, your API docs, you know, your release notes, everything. It's structured, it's secure, and it is massive. They have customers in over 150 countries. It's really the gold standard for managing what we call static text.
But that's the key word you just used, static. It just sits there, it waits for you to find it.
Exactly. And that brings us to the challenger, Auto Content API. Now, the materials we looked at describe this as industrial infrastructure for content.
Which sounds a little heavy.
It's meant to be. This isn't a chatbot you play with. It's not a prompt window where you ask for a poem. This is a developer-grade engine designed to take that massive library of static text from Document 360 and mechanically convert it into broadcast-quality multimedia, video, audio at scale.
So the mission for this deep dive is to figure out what happens when you plug a content transformation engine directly into a massive library of, well, boring text files.
That's the billion-dollar question, because if you can pull that off, you solve what we call the mental availability problem. You turn manuals that nobody reads into content that people might actually binge.
Wow.
And for a business, that implies reducing support costs by orders of magnitude.
Let's unpack the problem first. We're calling this the trapped value problem. When we looked at the source material for Document 360, it's clearly a powerful tool. They have AI search features like Eddie AI, a basic text-to-speech reader. But at the end of the day, it relies on a very specific user behavior.
It relies on the user being proactive. To get value from a knowledge base, I have to have a problem, stop what I'm doing, navigate to your site, search for a keyword, open a doc, and then the hardest part, I have to read it.
And let's be honest, asking a user to read a 2,000-word article on how to configure your SMTP settings, that is a big ask these days.
It's huge friction. We are living in a low bandwidth reality. I mean, people are formatted for TikTok, for YouTube shorts, for podcasts. Text is high friction. If your help center is text only, you are essentially speaking a dead language to a huge chunk of your user base.
We've actually seen a glimpse of the solution recently with things like Google's Notebook LM. It went viral. Because you could upload a PDF and hear two AI hosts, kind of like us, just bantering about it.
Well, yeah. It was a viral sensation for a reason. It proved that people want to consume complex information. They just don't want to read it. They want it synthesized. But Notebook LM is a consumer tool. It's manual. You have to drag and drop files one by one.
Right. It's not built for a company like Microsoft or Uber that has, what, 50,000 support articles in their Document 360 instance?
Not at all. And that is the gap Auto Content API is trying to fill. They position themselves explicitly as the Notebook LM API alternative.
The API being the key part.
Correct. The key acronym there is API. This isn't about a human sitting there making content. It's about automated transformation. A company using Document 360 doesn't need new content ideas. They have the ideas. They are just locked inside PDFs.
They just need to liberate that data.
Exactly. Liberate it into a format that fits the modern attention span.
Okay, so let's get specific. I want to talk about the external use case, first customer support. Because looking at Document 360's literature, their whole North Star metric is just reducing support tickets.
It's the holy grail of SaaS, isn't it? Every time a customer emails you, it costs money. If they can find the answer themselves, it costs zero.
But we already established people won't read.
Well, look at the macro trends. By 2025, videos is projected to account for 82% of all internet traffic. If I'm stuck trying to fix my dishwasher or my software integration, I'm not reading the manual, I'm going YouTube.
Okay, but here's the problem I ran into when researching this. Video is expensive. We looked at the market rates. A decent 60-second explainer video for a software product costs anywhere from, what, $3,000 to $10,000?
Minimum. If you want high production value, it goes up from there, yeah.
So if I have 500 help articles in my Document 360 base, and I want a video for each one, the math is just, it's impossible.
With human labor, yes, it's economically suicidal. You can't hire a film crew for a help article about resetting your password. But this is where the API integration completely changes the physics of the business model.
So walk me through the workflow. How does Document 360 talk to auto content?
Okay, imagine you have a getting started guide hosted on Document 360. You don't do anything new as a writer. You just point the auto content API at that URL.
Just the URL.
Just the URL. The API crawls the text. It understands the steps. Step one, click here. Step two, save this. And then it generates a video.
And when you say generates a video, paint a picture for me. Are we talking about like a slideshow with some robotic text over it?
No, that's the old way. We are talking about generative AI avatars. You choose a presenter, maybe a professional woman in a blazer or a casual guy in a hoodie, depending on your brand voice.
Oh, yeah.
The AI handles synchronized lip syncing. It adds auto-generated subtitles. It overlays the relevant screenshots. It looks like a proper broadcast.
So you can effectively turn an FAQ page into a YouTube channel overnight.
Overnight.
Yeah.
And think about the SEO impact, the search engine optimization. There's a metric called dwell time. How long a user stays on your page. If they land on a wall of text, they might bounce in 10 seconds.
Sure.
If there's a 60-second video at the top, they watch it. Google sees that and thinks, hey, this is a high-quality page, and it ranks you higher.
But I have to go back to the cost. Mm-hmm. We said $3,000 for a human video. What are we talking about for the API cost?
It operates on a credit model. Based on the business plan pricing we analyzed, generating a short vertical video comes out to roughly 400 credits. That equates to about €4.
€4. Versus $3,000. That is,
yeah.
That's hard to wrap my head around.
It's what we call radical efficiency. It's not just cheaper. It allows for a completely different strategy. Previously, you only made videos for your top 1% of content, your hero products.
Of course.
At €4, you can afford to make videos for the most niche, boring support articles you have. You can do creative testing at scale.
That's a massive shift. It turns video from a luxury into a utility. But I want to pivot to the internal use case because I actually found this more fascinating. Document 360 isn't just for customers. It's used heavily for internal knowledge.
Yeah.
SOPs, compliance, HR policies.
The knowledge intranet. Yeah.
Right. And be honest, in your career, have you ever actually read the new compliance policy update email word for word?
I skim it. At best. Usually I flag it to read later and never do.
Exactly. Nobody reads it. It's the trapped value problem all over again. So how does this combination fix the I didn't read the memo problem?
By turning compliance into content.
Compliance into content. I like that. How's it work?
Same workflow. The API ingests the PDF or text from Document 360. But instead of a video, you set it to generate a two-host conversational podcast. Essentially, it creates a synthetic version of of us.
A private podcast network for your employees.
Exactly. Think about your sales team. They're on the road all the time. They're driving to meetings. They're not going to pull over to read a PDF about the new pricing structure on their phone.
No way.
But will they listen to a 10-minute banter-style breakdown of the pricing changes while they drive? Absolutely.
It utilizes that dead time, like commuting.
And it uses multi-speaker dynamics. This is important. The AI mimics the flow of a radio show. It asks clarifying questions. It makes jokes. It uses analogies. That engagement creates retention.
Now, there is a feature here that I think is going to be a major talking point for executives. The CEO paradox.
Oh, yes.
Everyone in the company wants to hear from the CEO, right? What's the vision? What's the update? But the CEO is the busiest person in the building. They can't record a daily podcast.
True. But AutoContent has a voice cloning endpoint.
How good is it?
It's frighteningly good. The CEO records audio once, maybe 5 minutes of reading a script to get a baseline. The API creates a voice model. Now, the marketing team, or even an automated script, can take the daily release notes from Document 360.
And have the CEO narrate them.
Precisely.
Yeah.
You could have a daily update from the boss every single morning, hosted on your Document 360 internal portal, and the boss never touched a microphone.
Does that feel inauthentic? Or is it just efficient?
It's a fine line. The source material emphasizes that this uses advanced voice engineering to make sure it sounds natural, steady, and believable. It captures the cadence, the nuance. It's not that robotic Stephen Hawking voice from the 90s.
Right.
As long as you disclose it saying this is an AI-generated update from the CEO, it tends to be received as a convenience, not a deception. It humanizes the documentation.
It certainly scales the human element, even if the human isn't there. Okay, moving on. We've covered video, we've covered audio. Now let's talk reach. Document 360 is global.
Right. If you are a SaaS company in Berlin, you might have customers in Tokyo, Sao Paulo, in New York.
Writing documentation in English is one thing. Translating it is a nightmare. And maintaining those translations every time you update a feature, that's expensive.
It's usually an operational bottleneck that stops companies from expanding. You just can't support the language, so you don't enter the market.
So how does the automation engine handle the language barrier?
AutoContent API supports over 50 languages. But, and this is the critical part, it's not just translating text. It is transcribing, translating, and then resynthesizing the media.
Break that down. What does resynthesizing mean here?
It means if you take your English Document 360 article and run it through the API for a Spanish output, it doesn't just give you Spanish subtitles, it gives you a Spanish podcast with Spanish cultural nuances, or a video where the avatar is speaking Spanish with correct lip syncing.
So the avatar's mouth actually moves to match the Spanish word.
Exactly. It's visually consistent.
That is wild. So you effectively multiply your total addressable market, your TAM be, what, 5x or 10x overnight?
You stop being a U.S. company or a U.K. company, and you become a global media company. You can support a user in Japan in their native language with video without hiring a Japanese support team.
This leads us into a strategy that the marketing nerds love, programmatic SEO, or PSEO.
This is the secret weapon for growth.
Explain PSEO for the listeners who aren't deep in the marketing weeds.
Okay, so traditional SEO is writing one really good article and hoping it ranks. Programmatic SEO is creating thousands of landing pages to capture every possible variation of a search term, like best CRM for dentists, best CRM for plumbers, best CRM for lawyers.
The problem is usually that those pages look like spam.
Google hates them. They call it thin content. If you have 5,000 pages that are mostly the same text with just the industry name swapped out, Google will penalize you.
So how does AutoContent fix that thin content problem?
By injecting rich media. If you use the API to generate a unique, specific audio track and a unique video for every single one of those 5,000 pages, suddenly it's not spam anymore.
It's a resource.
It's a resource, exactly. You signal high quality to Google. The user spends time watching the video. And the API can do this programmatically, just taking a data feed and churning out thousands of unique assets. You can dominate thousands of long-tail keywords that your competitors can't touch because they can't afford to make 5,000 videos.
And for those listening who run their sites on WordPress, which I know is a massive chunk of the internet,
there is a native plugin. So if your knowledge base connects to a WordPress site, you can automate this entire flow directly from the dashboard.
That brings me to the architecture of all this.
Yeah.
Because we keep saying API and automation, but I want to make sure people understand that we aren't talking about someone sitting at a desk clicking generate 5,000 times.
No, no, that would defeat the purpose. This is headless content production.
Headless is one of those tech terms that sounds gruesome, but is actually really useful.
It just means it has no user interface. It all happens in the background. The production is decoupled from the creator.
So what does the setup look like?
You'd use an integration tool, something like Make.com or Zapier. You set up a trigger. In this case, the trigger is new article published in Document 360.
Okay, so I'm the technical writer. I finish my article in the new software update. I hit publish. Then what?
That trigger fires a signal to the AutoContent API. The API wakes up, ingests the text, creates the podcast, creates the video, and then this is the kicker. It automatically uploads them to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
So the writer hits publish on a text doc,
eh.
And 10 minutes later, a video is live on YouTube, and a podcast episode is on Spotify.
Zero extra human effort. You have turned your documentation team into a multimedia production house without hiring a single producer.
That is the definition of leverage.
Right.
It turns the documentation team from a cost center into a growth engine.
It really is. And they even have a deep research endpoint, which adds another layer.
Oh, yeah. I saw that in the notes. That's more of an analyst role, right?
Right. It can browse the live websites like the Financial Times, SEC.gov, industry news sites. So you could set it up to monitor industry trends and update your Document 360 content automatically. Or generate a daily briefing podcast based on live news, all factualized and cited.
So it keeps the documentation fresh.
Fresh and fact-checked.
So when we step back and look at this entire ecosystem, we've looked at the knowledge bank, Document 360, and the engine, AutoContent. And you put them together, it feels like we are seeing a fundamental shift in what a help desk actually is.
We are moving from help desks to media companies. That is the shift. Document 360 holds the knowledge. It's the vault. But AutoContent API turns that knowledge into media that people actually consume.
And financially, it's a shift from OpEx hiring massive teams of videographers and voice actors to just API credits.
It's predictable, scalable costs. Whether you're on the amateur plan or high volume, you know exactly what your cost per asset is. And as we saw, it's cents, not hundreds of dollars. It democratizes high-end production. You don't need a studio. You just need your documentation.
Before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought. We've talked a lot about humans listening to these podcasts and watching these videos, but looking at the technical specs, AutoContent also outputs structured data JSON files.
And that is the provocative question. We're building all this media for humans right now, but in the near future, and I mean very near, we're all going to have AI agents on our phones.
Meaning, I ask Siri or ChatGPT a question, and it just answers me.
Exactly. So if an AI agent can read that structured data from AutoContent and just tell you the answer, synthesize it into a perfectly tailored audio answer on the fly, will human-readable manuals disappear entirely?
So the manual becomes code and the podcast becomes the interface.
It's very possible. We might be looking at the last generation of reading documentation as we know it.
That is something to mull over while you listen to your next AI-generated podcast. Thank you all for joining us for this deep dive.
Thanks for listening.
We'll catch you in the next one.